Keitzat Poelis Shutvazu. How does this Shutvaz work? Kamul Yel Tachlis Abriye Lahiti. Vakosh Bochu Boris Aloma Boifun Shiyu Nivra. We did this, no?
Yes.
We did all the wrong place. No, we did all this. Ah, here we go. Kach malam deinu agoyin of chayim v'lozhin b'sifre nefesh ha-chayim. Which we try to learn here once before. Just hold on for the few lines here. V'kol chiyosam v'kuyimam shel olamos kulo. And all the life force and the continued existence of all the worlds. It's only via the kim of Torah that Klal Yisrael is oisikim. Shenihiro the kol almin v'jishmos echuse the kulon. Translation: She all kol olamos v'nishmas chias kulon. The Torah that Klal Yisrael learns is the light and the life force of all the world. V'ilu haya ha'olam, famous statement. This. Ve'ilu haya olam miktzov v'at kotzov pono af rega echad mi'eisek v'his boilinus b'toyer kadosha. If the world would be for 1 minute, you can imagine such a thing. That's why the world was created with different time zones. So there's always someone learning Torah. In Velozhin, they learn 24 hours a day. Velozhin Yeshiva was known that there was always somebody learning Torah. We used to have the watches. There was always somebody 24 hours a day, and you can remember what time you came into the yeshiva, there was always somebody sitting and learning. Usually not one person. Because Reb Chaim said like this, that if the world, from one end to the other, there would be one moment that there wouldn't be Torah, the world would unravel itself back to what it was before Maase Bereishis. We've heard that many times, and we know, we heard it. We don't really grasp what that means. Heard from the Pinkus, he said the same about Tfilah. If there would be one moment in the world where everything was just the way everybody wanted it, people would stop davening, there would be no purpose for the world anymore, it would also unravel back to Torah. And it's a proper Shutvas. Because without us, the purpose of the Bria cannot be fulfilled. That doesn't limit Hashem in any way, by the way. If you think this limits Hashem in any way, you missed the plot completely. Hashem created a world in which he set up the Amarechat like this. But Hashem does what he wants. This doesn't affect his essence, it just affects the way he created the world. He's standing and waiting for us to give him the opportunity to give to him. And if we don't do what he wants us to do, and therefore he can't give what he wants to give, well, then the whole purpose of Bria is null and void, and then we'll carry on. But Hashem is deciding on Rosh Hashanah whether to invest in another year or not. The world comes to an end on Shkia, round about Shkia, on Erev Rosh Hashanah. The world ends. That's it. There's no more new world. Now Hashem decides. We don't feel it, we don't see it. Now Kodesh Baruch is deciding how he's going to inhabit and populate and how he's going to run Tavshi 9 Ches. It's a new world. It's a new world. Choshev lahagdi sheshutva zuhi amoka harbe yoyse mi ashutva samukubolas bein abriyas. It's a much deeper partnership than what we have in human partnerships. Shekedeli heitiv lanu batov shleim v'gurum etachlis. Because in order to give us the ultimate goodness, which we said already is dveikus in Hashem, keshet kiviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu otanu alav ba'avusas ava. Hashem bound us to him with ropes of love. We cannot begin to understand how much Hashem loves us. We take the greatest love that you can imagine in this world, it doesn't even begin to start getting in touch with the enormous love that Hashem has for us. We all know there's no comparison between you give somebody to someone because you want to give them something, or you give them something because you love them. Kasher shnei oivim noitznin zel hazeh, when two people who love each other give to each other, kol nesina mosifa ava, that giving increases love. Va'ava mabiris harotzon letet yosef. And the ava strengthens the desire to give more, so you give more, now you love more, so you give more. Kol achas mosifa al reusa ad shehanesina va'ava hein lo agbala. We keep giving and giving and giving until the love just becomes infinite. This love doesn't just flow from Hashem. Hashem loves us and we reveal to Him our love for Him. When the relationship becomes a relationship of Ava, then all the boundaries get broken and Hashem can give us infinitely. He can give us without limitations, because the Av has broken the limitations. Kamu eini doima hamashpir matoich Av mashpir stama. Av mekalkelis es ashura. Love breaks all the rules. V'nim tzeshet kol shanu masifin Av klape Hashem, to the extent that we add love for Hashem, who mashpir lani, gives more. Big v'zayis mitametzes ahavaseinu klape v'choy v'chalila ad ein sof. It keeps going on, it's a spiral. It's not a circle, it's a spiral. They just get higher and higher and higher. It gets more and more. It's like a what they call a snowball effect. It just grows and grows and grows. And it's a shame in Perek Dalet, which we're about to start now, we'll expand this more. Perek Dalet, it's called Ahuvas Ava.
Does Hashem love that
power
that we have? Yeah?
Hashem is a taiva for just to hear our voice. Whatever all this means. I'm just reading and translating. You have to work very hard on feeling the love that Hashem has for us. Doesn't just, you're walking down the street, you don't feel it, you have to stop and work on it. Everything that Hashem gives us, we have to work for. Hakoros Atoy, Bin Mizboinen, we learned here last month, we learned Shara Bechina. You start meditating on the enormous chesed of the world. The Rambam says, how do you come to love Hashem? It's by Mizboinen on His works. Mizboinen on the enormous chokhman and the beauty and how much He does for us and how much He gives us. A deep sense that the Ikka void of Rosh Hashanah is a chorus of toiv. And it's hard to think that the Ikka void is stump. But going into Rosh Hashanah with feelings of what can I get out of this could be missing the point. Look what He gave us the whole year. With all the tzoros and with all everything. Just make a list of everything you have. Make a list of all the things that happened to other people that never happened to you. that alone is overwhelming. With all the tzoros, we have hard, people don't have easy lives here. It's tough. It's surim. We're living in the generation of Ikser the Mashiach, and every day there's another tragedy, another soy, another. Ain't soft, but focus on the good. Just focus on. How many grandchildren do you have this year? How many children? How many bar mitzvahs? How many weddings? How much chesed? As we saw in Shara Bechina. Don't forget to say thank you on Rosh Hashanah. Vehine. Mova b'midrash shir hashirim rabba. Melech osa b'rehitim. Someone want to translate that for me? How does the Oscar translate that?
First line, maybe you have a translator over there.
It's in French.
How do you translate that into French? Melech osa b'rehitim. The king is bound in furniture.
Finishes himself.
Maybe. Let's see. Let's try and get pshat. I don't know. The article itself apologizes for its translation. Can't translate Shir HaShirim. Says the Midrash, Zeh HaMelech Malchei HaMelochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the King of Kings, the Holy One, blessed be He. Diksiv Be Hashem Malach Geus Lovesh. Hashem rules, He is
attired in majesty.
No one speaks like that. We translate words from Hebrew to English, But no one ever speaks like that. How do you translate kalim?
Objects, no?
Objects, that's pretty good. Vessels or ships, okay? Vessels, you know? Would you pass me the vessel, you know? No one, the Shabbos table, you want the salt, you know? Give me the vessel with the salt in it. No one speaks like that. Hear, O Israel. Would you ever put an O in the middle of a sentence? No one does. Translate it. You can't translate this. It doesn't consist of Yahoo Israel. Yahoo Israel. Behold. In Gemara, the word ha means behold. When was the last time you said that? Behold, I'm home. So I don't know how we're going to translate this. How did you say is clothed in splendor, whatever. Okay, yeah, good enough, whatever. Osa b'ri'itin, she'osa atzmai b'shvur, he bound himself with an oath. Shumasharis chinos b'ter klal Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch made an oath, he bound himself with an oath. Osa is to bind himself with an oath that he will influence his shchina into klal Yisrael. Chazal Oimrim Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Osa V'Keshes Atzmo Aleinu K'V'Yochol Ba'Avus Ava. Chazal are telling us that Hakadosh Baruch Hu bound himself to us with ropes of love. V'Hineh B'Gdolos HaKesh Yochos Ben Yedui L'Boire Metzinu Kama Mesholim Hein B'Loshonis HaPsukim V'Hein B'Loshon Chazal. The relationship between Klal Yisrael and Hakadosh Baruch Hu is described in many different ways, both in the Torah and both in Loshon Chazal. Both the rice and both the rabbonim. Niten leime ki shtei tzuras akesher bikreis hi. But there's two main, let's say, the main prototypes of the relation with Hashem. Or bonim Hashem bonim atem l'Hashem elokeichem. We are sons. Avinu malkeinu. Kol yudihu bonoi shel melech malchem elochim. V'akosh boruch hu ohivu v'doig l'kol tzochov. Ka'av rochu m'marachem elohi. We are Hashem's only child. I'm Hashem's only child. Klal Yisrael is Hashem's only child. And Hashem takes care of us and worries about us like the father takes care of an only child. Kifi shenema v'yadatim levavecha ki kashe yiso ishes bnoi. Same way as the father punishes, corrects his son. Hashem elokecha miyisorcha. Hashem corrects you. Yachad im zois, mechonei hakesher shel klal Yisrael kodesh baruch hu kireyosi. We are also described as a bride, as a wife of a kodesh baruch hu. Sefer Shir Hashirim kuli nichtav kamo sheloides inyan gevur. Rom v'nisor zeh. The whole of Shir Hashirim is based on this relationship between us and a kodesh baruch hu as a husband and a wife. L'neicha chauv de she'advarim ayinim adinim v'nisim ma'od. Even though this is very, very fragile. More refined. We'll try and understand it and explain it according to our ability. We can't explain Shir HaShirim, but try and explain a little bit. He has a whole safe on Shir HaShirim. Amazing piece of work. Pirush on Shir HaShirim. So those are the two primary relationships. There are many relationships. Achoisi, Biti, he calls us his sister, he calls us his daughter. Many relationships, but the primary relationships that we have with Hashem are Bni B'chayri Yisrael and Rayosi. Now, Kaim Chilu Godu Ben Kesher Shel Av L'Bnoi Ben Kesher Shel Adam L'Rayosi. If you hadn't noticed, there's a very big difference in the relationship you have with your wife than you have with your son. A father-son relationship is very different to a husband-wife relationship. Michad, a keshel av lebnoi hu keshel bal dinatik. First of all, the relationship between father-son can never be broken. They can have a terrible relationship. The father can disown the son. The son can disown the father, abandon him, but he's still the father and the son. There's no mesechtas gittin that deals with father and sons. You're kind of stuck with whoever you got. That's it. No matter how good or how bad it is, there's no way to break that relationship. You can't stop being his father. You'll never stop being his son. There's no gittin. No one chose their parents. No parents chose their children. You don't choose your son and you don't choose your father. That's what you got. B'nai hu boy, bein emu tzadik v'vayim rosho, chochom u'tipesh. No matter who this kid turns out to be, he's your son. He's a rosho, he's a tzadik, he's clever, he's stupid, he's what you want, he's what he didn't want. He's your son, the hill. You can choose it, and you can't end it. The husband-wife relationship, after you've been conned, is made by Bechira. When that Bechira takes place is always a question. It doesn't always take place just before the chuppah. Sometimes it takes place years after the chuppah. But anyway, it's a choice you made. Your dayo maki is chesronosayu malosayu. He has a look, he does his homework, he checks out. The mile is a chesronos. There's not a shear about shiduchim, how that works. And he chooses her. And he accepts upon himself to live with the mailas and the chesronos, the good and the bad, together. Me'edach, those that want someone who doesn't have chesronos never get married. Because there's no chesronos. And you get the bocher's list of what he's looking for in a wife, you know this guy's never going to get married. Because the only girl that has all these qualities is dead. That's where all the perfect people are. All the perfect people are a Hana Manuchas. The others that aren't there are still wandering around here. With Chesreinam, we have many blacks. There are Bochrim that still think there's a perfect woman out there waiting for them. They never get married, unfortunately. Huh? The perfect one. They're not perfect ones. This Kesha, as we learned in Bais Yehudi, is a relationship that's open to ending. Mesachta's Gittin. The ongoing existence of this relationship is not Mukhra. It can end. How it ends and when it should end, we saw is a whole discussion, or poshut. But it can be ended. Hashem bound us to him with both these relationships. Doubled. We are unconditional sons of Hashem in every situation. We are called the sons of Hashem even when we're not doing the rotzon of Hashem. The Rashbo paskens this lahalacha. We're going to have a look in Chelek Aleph of the Tshuvas of Rashbo in Kuf Tzadi Dalet and go have a look. The Rashbo paskens that whether we're doing the rotzon of Hashem or not, we're still called bonim. You can still say Avinu Malkeinu, Matati is the king, even when you're not doing the rotzon of Hashem. There's no way for us to end that relationship. Yisrael, Yisrael. A Jew, even though he sins, is a Jew. I think we learned that lesson. Hitler taught us that lesson very well. No matter how well you try to hide yourself amongst the goyim, and you pretended to be a goyim, you married a goyim, you lost your relationship. Akash Bocha came along and said, there's nobody gets left behind.
For good and for bad.
Where was the bed?
Okay, it's fine. The Holocaust, they ended up taking those people who were hiding as non-Jews and killed them anyways.
So they died as Jews? They went straight to Olam Haba, Kodesh Kodashim. Had Hashem not come and taken him out of the oven or put him into the oven, he would have got lost forever. He would have lost his chelek in Olam Haba. Where's the bed, yeah?
Okay, you're right.
When you take out the matzah from the oven before the 18 minutes are up, you have matzah. If you leave it in the oven too long, you have chometz. That's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu has done through all the generations. When we start assimilating and we start getting caught up in the societies that we were caught up in, Kodesh Baruch Hu takes us out. Sometimes nicely and sometimes not so nicely. That's Pesach. That's what we're supposed to remember on Pesach. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to let us get lost. When Klal Yisrael gets to what's called Memtesh Shari Tumah, whatever that means, Kodesh Baruch Hu takes us out. What happened in Spain? One of the most glorious Jewish communities that ever was. And in one day what happened? Hashem said, Arois! Out! Why? Because we were in danger of being assimilated.
and it's happening in America, and it's happening in England, and it's happening in France, and there's nowhere where it's not happening. The alternative is get lost, chas v'chalil. Let's face it, Hashem does.
If those people didn't make tshuva before dying, they are still considered being dead as a...
That's a whole big discussion. Pashtus, Gemara says if a person dies because he's Jewish, even a Rosh Hagomo, he's a Kodosh and he goes to Shemayim. But there's a big discussion, they show him exactly how that works, when and how, and whatever. Pashtus, yo. Meidach, hakesh einu kesh kofer shenoytze shlo b'dei b'korah v'mamad asina nigla kosh bochleni b'kol hodu b'tifatoi ginlanetz mitzpoyne v'terosa bochelon and liyoyis lo. Sorry, one second. Oh, good. Meidach hakesh einu kesh kofer v'noytze shlo b'dei b'korah. And mamad asina kosh bochu came and chose us to be his wife. With all our minors and chesroinos, that's why Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim at our worst possible situation, so that he can never ever claim again Mekach Tos. When you marry someone in their worst situation, we'll see later, you can never afterwards say, oh, well, I didn't know. What do you mean? Memte Shari Tumah doesn't get worse than that. You took me at my worst. That's why Hashem took us out in the worst, because he can never turn around afterwards and say, well, I don't want you anymore, because had I known about this chesroin, I wouldn't have met you. What do you mean? You saw everything. We were as bad as we could be. And that's why Hashem took us with everything. We chose Hashem Naseh v'Nishma. Umalchusay Barotzon Kimlo Alehem. Hashem's Malchus, we were Makabal Barotzon. So you have two relationships, you are bound into one. You have a father-son relationship that's unbreachable, and you have a marriage where there was a choice. But Hashem bound himself into this relationship because he can never tie a Mekach Tos anymore. And Rabbeinu Gershom also took care of it. Rabbeinu Gershom, Oira Goyla, why was he called Oira Goyla? Because he made two tikkunos. Always two tikkunos. You can't take a second wife, and you can't megarish, which is Bal Kocho. In the Raisa, you can megarish a woman Bal Kocho. Even if she doesn't want to get married, you give her a get, she's divorced. Today you can't, she has to want to get divorced. What did Rabbeinu Gershom do? He prevented Hashem, as the Christian said, Akash Balku, yeah, he was married to you, but now he's married to us now. He took on another wife. Can't do that. Hashem, you're bound. And the Christian said, what? Hashem divorced you. He threw you out. No, he can't throw me out. Bal Kochov. I don't want to get divorced. He can't divorce me. That's what Rabbeinu Gershom did. He created two Rabbanans in the world that Hashem bound by. That's what he was doing. Besides the fact that he understood that we can't manage one wife, certainly two is not going to be a good idea. And that you can't trust husbands anymore to give divorces, therefore you have to allow the wife to also have a say in it. That, of course, he understood that. But at a deeper level, he was binding Hashem in the relationship with Klal Yisrael at this level of Reyasoi. Obviously, he didn't need to do that as far as the Benoi is concerned, because you can never get rid of Benoi. Even if the king banishes his son from the palace. Still his son. Okay, so let's do Perek Hay, which is Boni Matem. Perek Vav is Rayoso. Tomorrow there's a breakfast shiur, followed by Rav Kaplan's Magza shiur. If you haven't heard it, and you're not a master of Rosh Hashanah Musaf, highly recommend it to go to Rav Kaplan's shiur. It'll probably be at 10 o'clock as the breakfast shiur finishes. It's usually not more than about 20-25 minutes. Am I right? Anybody remember? It's about 25 minutes, I think. Highly recommended. He goes through the Malchus, the Chronis, the Shofis in the Rosh Hashanah Magza. I believe it's on the website. If somebody wants to get it there, if you can't make it. If you are going to come, bring your Magza. Very important to have your Magza in front of you. You can make notes and you can little sticky pieces of paper and whatever. People that have been to it, the people that have been to it,
yeah,
I think it's highly recommended. I don't know. I got a lot out of it. My kids got a lot out of it. Recorded. My kids used it even. Teenagers listened to it. Very, very good shiur. Beis Hashem, before Erev Yom Kippur, he'll give his Magza shiur of Yom Kippur, the Avodas HaKohen Gadol. So when they're going achas, you know what they're talking about. It's not just an ask song. Okay, so Metz Hashem, next year we'll start Perek Hay, Boni Matem. There's an email gone out to the Or Avram email list. The email hasn't gone out to the other lists yet. It's probably too late to go to the Or Avram list.